everyone. Very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 12, 24, 21. This time, we're going to talk about oral cancer and again a report from Dialab, IIT Guwahati. Oral cancer is the sixth most prevalent cancer in the world, killing approximately 350,000 people annually. And the sad fact about this is that the therapies available for this disease are extremely expensive, not so effective, and have adverse effects. Apparently, there is a crucial need for developing safe, affordable, and effective therapies, especially for northeastern part of India that is suffering from peak high incidence of this deadly disease. Several times in this radio series, we have talked about natural anti-cancer therapies, and many cancer laboratories worldwide have been searching plant products with anti-cancer properties. Dialab at IIT Guwahati reports this time Vietnamese coriander. It's called Persicaria odorata. It has anti-cancer potential. The plant is native to Southeastern Asia. Traditionally, the leaves of Vietnamese coriander have been traditionally used in medicine, cuisines, pharmacy, and cosmetics. It was also used for treating swelling, inflammation, diarrhea, excessive bleeding, sores, ulcers, and wounds, and whatnot. Dialab IIT Guwahati made extracts of this plant, tested them for oral cancer cells, and found that the treated cells were inhibited for their division and migration. Not only the treated cells showed down regulation of proteins that are required for cell division, such as cyclin D, it is a proto-oncogen, the proteins involved in migration, such as VEGF, MMP9, they were significantly decreased. They found that AKT-mTOR protein, which is hyperactive in cancer cell, is inhibited in cells cultured in the medium containing Vietnamese coriander extract. Based on this, Dialab IIT Guwahati team recommends the use of Vietnamese coriander for cancer treatment or cancer management. Further research would actually answer more questions on its efficacy and mechanism of action of its active ingredients. For details, please see research article published in Journal of Basic and Clinical Physiology and Pharmacology 2019. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.